All right, we're back for the second half action here. Scores 38, Chargers 31 for the Cavaliers.
Be interesting to see what the defensive sets are going to be to start this half. We saw at the end of that first half that the Cavaliers felt like they could press the Chargers some. I would expect to see more pressing from the Chargers like we saw in the first half, but they did give up some easy baskets out of that press in that second quarter.
I imagine both teams saw how effective the press was in the first half. We're going to see a lot more of that now.
Stuart Gordon inbounds the ball to Nick Debnam at the top of the key here to start the second half. And we're still seeing Durham Academy in that zone. Looks like a 2-2-1 zone down the baseline. Ball's knocked loose. Got Nick Debnam, Stuart Gordon, John Lohr. And
nice.
Jimmy Joyner, who takes the ball on the baseline, makes a nice diagonal cut with a... uses the glass nicely for the first score of the second half, and it's now 40-31 Chargers. Durham Academy with the ball.
Durham Academy working left to right now.
And a nice penetration and dish to the wing, and an easy layup put in there by David Lopez Lengowski.
Nick called
got a turnover here.
Turnover there on the Chargers.
The pressure defense forcing him to the sideline and out of bounds on that.
Chargers come right back with the pressure themselves. Losing the handle.
Loose ball in the
loose
paint.
Ball.
Picked up by Christian Council, who dishes it to Jimmy Joyner on the baseline. His shot is blocked. He gets the ball back, though, goes under the goal, and
great.
The first layup to score. And it's 42-33 Chargers.
Great second effort.
Press
by
in
Jimmy
the backcourt. John Lawrence, Stuart Gordon trapping. We may get a 10-second count here if they can trap him again. No, he gets it up court. That was Sevy Hoekstra, passes it inside for an easy. Deuce, I thought, from Jordan Lawson, but the ball bangs off the back iron. He is fouled, however, and is going to go to the free throw line for two shots. That foul is on John Lohr, his second, and the first team foul of this half for the Chargers. Jordan Lawson up with the first free throw, and it is good. Nice smooth stroke from him. Tapped the front of that rim off the back iron and through. Second shot from Jordan Lawson up and rattles off, but rebounded and put back by the Cavaliers. Rebounded
again.
And put back
and
again. And another and one coming for the Cavaliers.
Yeah. They got two offensive fouls off of that.
And
rebounds off of that.
And suddenly it is 42-36. Chargers in the lead, but for an and one at the line.
He made it.
And converting is Harvey McMurray. Harvey McMurray with that rebound, put back, and I don't see who the foul was on. It looks like it was on Christian Council, his first, but I believe that was the second team foul. Jimmy Joyner drives and
nice shot
with
turn
a nice
around,
spin move at the elbow on the right wing.
Right at the foul
hits
line.
The jumper. David Kern is taking the ball down the wing on the fast break. Passes it back around the horn. Baseline drive and a jump ball
jump
is
ball
called
tied up.
As the Cavaliers are tied up and we have a player down. He went down hard.
Yep.
And that's Sevy Hoekstra.
Jimmy had him tied up there and he fought hard for that ball. Looks like he twisted something.
Wow. Okay, we've got a break in the action here as they're going to have to help Sevy.
Yep.
Looking for probably for Coach Mack to give
probably
him some
need
help.
Coach Mack to take a look at him.
Don't know if he
looks like he's favoring his left leg there.
Banged his knee when he went down. Crowd graciously gives him a hand as they get him up and get him to the bench. Alexander Stewart has checked in for the Chargers.
All right. Cavaliers take the ball out under their own basket.
And the ball, this inbound pass stolen by Jimmy Joyner ahead to Christian Council, who runs it down on the wing. And he looks like he wants to go straight to the hoop. And he does, and he's fouled.
Draws a foul.
I believe he's drawn the foul on number 33, Jordan Lawson. Here comes Coach Mack. He does not like this opportunity, I'm sure. He likes for these kids to stay healthy and not get hurt. But he is one of the best at attending to those dings and sprains.
Yep.
We'll see what he's working on down there.
First shot was off the back of the rim.
Christian Council knocks in the second one. And it's 45-37. The press is back on.
Still pressing. Working hard in the backcourt here.
Up court.
Over the top.
Very nice pass over the top and good penetration.
Oh, they called another foul.
And that's
number 21 made the shot and drew the foul.
That was David Kern with a nice drive. And that was Alexander Stewart in position trying to draw the charge. He may have shuffled a little bit, but he was called for the foul. So we've got an and one situation again for Durham Academy.
Yep.
We've seen quite a few of those this half. And the shot's good.
Good, 45-40. Cavaliers working their way back in the game.
Yeah, they are closing the gap here in this third quarter. Nick Debnam at the top. They're really dogging Stuart Gordon. Nick is trying to get some penetration here so he can kick the ball. Alexander Stewart setting the screen. Nick Debnam going to the goal with a dish on the wing. And
nice job.
Really put in nicely with a strong move by Alexander Stewart with the basket.
47-40. There by Alexander. Came in and got it.
Trap yields it. Jimmy Joyner with the ball going to the hoop.
Draws the foul.
And he's fouled. And he's down and grabbing his side, but it's not going to let him be stopped from going to the free throw line and take his free throws.
Jimmy made a smart move there. Just
he stepped in on the
threw up
on
a prayer.
The trap on the press yielded a pass to the middle that was easily picked off by Jimmy.
Is he at the line?
And the first one's good. 48-40. Now we're having a wholesale change in substitutions from Durham Academy. And we've got number 44, Calvin Brett, back in the ball game.
Three new players coming in for the Cavaliers.
Grant Eggleston, number 12. Second shot is good.
49-40. 4 minutes and 45 seconds.
Alexander
to go.
Stewart's back third with quarter. Calvin Brett. Calvin Brett will roam the baseline. And the pass is to the wing. A three on the way.
The rebound
yanked down by Christian Council. A reach in from Durham Academy. Yields a foul, and I think that's the third team foul.
That was a high bounce off the rim, and Christian went way up to get that ball.
And that is Tyler O'Neill's second foul. Be a player control foul. Both teams with three team fouls here in the second half. As there's 4:25 left in the third quarter. Christian Council passes to the wing. A strong move to the hoop by Alexander Stewart. Looked like he received a lot of contact there, but no call. And the play goes on, driving to the hoop, kicking to the wing is Durham Academy. And a three on the way and is good.
Number 13.
By Tyler O'Neill, that makes it 49-43. Alexander Stewart coming out now. Played a solid stretch there. Looks like coach is pleased with his strong effort underneath there on that pass he got from the wing. Another drive to the hoop from Durham Academy, and the ball spins out and is rebounded by Nick Debnam, who is quickly on the way the other way, goes right to the goal.
Nice.
It's fouled, and the basket is good. Another and one opportunity for Nick Debnam. That makes the score 51-43. 3:38 left here in the third quarter.
Nick took it end to end on that play, Greg.
That foul was on Calvin Brett, and that's his second. The fourth team foul.
Get the
Nick Debnam knocks in the free throw, but there is a lane violation called, and that will nullify the free throw that was made by Nick Debnam. Stuart Gordon comes out now. Bradley Roberts in for him, and the press is still on. John Lohr is in the ball game as well, and the ball is stolen in the middle by Nick Debnam. There's a three-on-one fast break to Bradley Roberts for an easy deuce. 53-43, and the press is back on again. And there's a call on the sideline. That foul is on Nick Debnam, and that was ill-advised. Based on the way the coach is talking to him. There's a fourth team foul for Kerry Cadney. They're showing Nick with two fouls.
Yep.
Handling the ball here is Grant Eggleston.
Over the basket. Charges.
Recovered, though. Another second chance opportunity.
Again. And third time's a charge.
They made the most of that possession. 53-45. Nick Debnam with the ball. Chargers in the lead. Pass to the wing to Roberts. To Christian Council. Nick Debnam with the ball now. Looking over the defense. To Anarud Kota in the corner. To Christian Council in the middle. He kicks it to Anarud Kota for a jump shot that rattles out and is rebounded by Durham Academy. That was Harvey McMurray with the rebound there. He brings the ball up the floor, dishes it to the wing. Over to Eggleston. Grant comes back to the top of the key, looks for the penetration, runs a weave to number 13.
Good.
A pass to the wing for the jump shot.
A two-point jumper.
Which was made by Harvey McMurray. And it's 53-47.
Roberts with the jumper.
Two minutes left in the third quarter here. And Durham Academy back in possession after that missed shot by Roberts. Durham Academy's dribbling against this zone a lot.
Yeah.
But they are penetrating. To the wing, down the lane goes Eggleston. Up with a shot. No good. Rebounded by Christian Council. He's on the break to Nick Debnam, who dishes it to Roberts, who puts it up and misses the layup. It was a challenge shot, though. The ball rolled off the iron. Good opportunity goes by the boards for the Chargers on that one. The Cavaliers come back strong with 1:20 left in the third quarter. Stolen by Roberts, and he is looking
to go
to the goal with it.
Oh, no foul call.
Nope, and it goes the other way. Calvin Brett is battling on the boards, number 44. But Christian Council outbattles him. Pass way ahead to Roberts. To Nick Debnam, who is fouled very hard there on a tough play. Coming in strong, trying to block the shot, was number 23, Harvey McMurray. And that'll be number 3 on him. That's the fifth team foul. With 50.9 seconds left here in the third quarter, and Kerry Academy leading Durham Academy 53-47. First free throw's up and good by Nick Debnam. Jimmy
nice
Joyner
job.
Checks in. Calvin Brett's checking out for the Cavaliers, and in for him is David Lopez-Lingowski. Second shot is up and good.
Good.
So our score is now 55-47 with 50.9 seconds left in the third quarter. And Durham Academy in possession. Isaac.
Charge is still pressing.
Uhlenberg in for Durham Academy. Dishes it to the wing for a three that bounds off the back iron. Rebound battle for by John Lohr and Harvey McMurray. I believe Harvey tapped that one out. It's going to be Charger ball. Honor Rudkota inbounds the ball to Nick Debnam, who brings it up to the front court with 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Nick straight to the goal for
nice
the layup.
With layup on
strong
the
penetration. Caught him sleeping a little bit there and gets to the hoop.
Yep.
And it's 57-47 Charger.
Pressure on Uhlenberg gets away.
Loose ball. And this is a 10-second count, I believe. Nope, it's a timeout. Very, very alertly called by the Durham Academy Cavaliers.
Yep.
This is going
to
be
just about to get the
full timeout.
Backcourt timeout
and
there.
And another commercial opportunity for us. Now, this portion of our broadcast over the next 15 seconds will be brought to you by GoldHat.net.
That's right, which is where you're listening to this broadcast right now.
Makes this podcast possible, and it is... has been developed and produced by Mark Easley, one of our local recording artists, and Carrie, one of a very brilliant and gifted musician and songwriter and singer, who also did our national anthem here today.
I don't think I could have wrote that better myself.
I just
okay,
said
Ralph
what it says
Gordon
right here.
You're my marketing guy from here on out.
Well, we're going to give credit where credit is due. Of course, Mark's son, J.R., is a baseball player at Cary Academy, and I'm sure you'll hear a podcast, hear his name called when baseball season rolls around. He is also a thespian, having been in the recent play produced by Cary Academy. John Lohr attempting to make a steal on that Aaron pass. Stuart Gordon checking in the game. We were 8.3 seconds left in the third quarter. Lohr had a steal there, and it got away from him. Nick Debnam coming out. And Durham Academy in possession. They're running the pick screen. Got the wing shot they want. To Kern, a three
the
on
iron.
The way. That is no good. Battle for the rebound.
On the floor. Three-pointer.
And a three-pointer that was a look-what-I-found shot by Isaac Uhlenberg. He had a good look at that, but it did not go down for him. So it's 57-47 here at the end of the third quarter with the fourth quarter coming up, another 8 minutes of up and down the court from these two teams, I don't doubt.
Yeah, well, we saw the big difference in the third quarter there. Nick got hot and Isaac cooled off. And that's pretty much what happened there. We'll have to see in the fourth quarter.
Durham Academy was looking to a number of contributors there to score, and it looked like they were satisfied to run the weave and kick the ball to the wing for threes.
Yeah.
They weren't going down, but they got a lot of good looks. And I wonder if Coach Jordan is going to be concerned about that as the game winds down, not giving up easy threes. We've got 14 fouls for the Chargers. The Cavaliers have five.
So, that's definitely going to come into play here in the fourth quarter.
So we'll see how the whistles go here in the fourth quarter and what that'll turn up. Got a number of players with three fouls, including the Cavaliers' Harvey McMurray, number 23. All right, the ball comes in the back court to Jimmy Joyner, and he's going to run the point. Looks like giving Nick a bit of a rest here at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Christian Council takes the ball down the baseline to Stuart Gordon, who gives it back to Council underneath.
Yeah, beautiful.
Who uses an excellent drop step pivot.
Nice
and
job.
A little short hook there to get the ball in the hoop.
There's
Isaac.
Shot. Yeah,
he's
going to
take that baseline shot and make it easily. The ball is stolen, but inbounded to Christian Council, who takes it down the floor in fast break situation, kicks it to Jimmy Joyner for a three, and it's good to make the score 62 to 49. 7:14 left in the game here.
Ooh, that looked like a little bit of a drag right there.
Now that was David Kern bringing the ball up. Looked like he stepped on a piece of gum. Oh, and a shot from the wing is a three. So the Cavaliers answer that three. And that shot was made by on that one. Who shot that shot from the wing? There's Christian Council again in close.
Christian makes it
with a pump fake and goes up. And
10-footer.
Very nice deuce from 10 feet there. Honorud Kota.
Honorud.
Knocking the ball loose. A good deflection. Jimmy Joyner, Honorud Kota, Stuart Gordon, John Lohr, and Christian Council in the game right now for the Chargers. Leading 64-52. With 6:35 left in the fourth quarter. Ball's kicked over to Kern. He pump fakes, drives by Gordon. Misses the jump shot, rebounded by the Cavaliers, and John Lohr kicks the ball out on a hustle play on the baseline to Jimmy Joyner, who is going all
Jimmy
the way down
the
floor.
The level, missed the shot.
Came up short on the jumper, and Durham Academy's going back the other way. Not much of a press right now from the Chargers. They're trying to get back on defense, and they're leaving people open for
three
threes like
shot.
Kern. Stuart Gordon takes the pass
all
off.
The way.
Honorud Kota. His pocket was picked. He turned around and tried to do the same thing with Isaac Uhlenberg, but he wasn't able to knock it loose. So we're going up and down here. Durham Academy with a shot off the rim and the rebound. And it looks like a foul on the follow shot. We'll go on the Chargers. Let you know who that was on in just a minute. That's going to send the Cavaliers to the free throw line. That's David Lopez-Lingowski at the free throw line. Misses the first shot. I believe that foul was on Jimmy Joyner. But they are showing it on John Lohr, number 54, his third. 15 foul. Both teams with five team fouls.
Yep. 5:41 to play.
Christian Council in the game. Charlie Stutzman back in the ballgame. Second shot up on the way and is off and is rebounded by Stutzman. Has it knocked out of bounds by Durham Academy. Lee McMurray knocked that one out. Stutzman will inbound the ball to Nick Debnam in the corner. He dribbles his way out of trouble and is going straight to the goal. Passes off.
Oh!
Dunk attempt is missed. By
that.
Christian Council, and that would have been a crowd pleaser, no doubt.
Yeah, missed that big chance for that.
Isaac Uhlenberg with the skip pass all the way across the court. Inside to McMurray, who I believe was held as he made his move to the hoop. That's the sixth team foul on the Chargers. No shot on that.
Yep.
McMurray will inbound for the Cavaliers. Ball comes into Isaac Uhlenberg. Dishes it off the rim.
Offensive rebound.
Rebounded again by
32.
McMurray. Is it 32?
I think he meant 42.
Jordan Lawson with that rebound. And the foul was called on number 42.
Stutzman.
Charlie Stutzman, his third 17 foul. The first free throw is up and good. Jordan Lawson with that free throw, and that cuts the score to 64-53. Second shot's up on its way and good.
It's good.
Stutzman will inbound the ball quickly here.
Back to a 10-point margin.
And they have thrown the ball away in the press.
Ooh, in and out.
And fouled again. And I know Coach is going to be on the verge of a timeout here. He's on the verge of his coach's box.
Yep.
That was some sloppy inbounding work by the Chargers there. Not a good possession. They're fortunate they didn't yield another and one. This is first free throw is good, though.
Good.
and cuts it to 10 points at 64-54. No, it cuts it to 9, I'm sorry.
9 points, yeah.
64-55. Stutzman comes out of the ballgame. That was his fourth foul. Second free throw from Durham Academy. And Cavaliers is up, and it's good. Also good. So two free throws by Jordan Lawson there. Nick Debnam is trying to beat the press. Does on the wing, and the ball is dished.
Nice job, Bradley Roberts.
And that was
good pump fake and laid it in.
That was Bradley Roberts again. That was a nice dish to him from Cameron Walton.
Yep. Good assist.
Durham Academy easily beating the press, going right to the goal for an easy deuce.
Inside by number
again,
23.
That was again Lawson. And Cary Academy has lost the ball in transition. 66-58 with 4:31 left. Cary Academy with 18 fouls. Durham Academy with 5. And another turnover for the Chargers there in some sloppy work. And a steal at midcourt by Nick Debnam. And Nick lays it in for a hoop.
Great layup there.
And that's 68-58.
That's a big basket right
press
there.
Is on again. And this time it's beaten by the Cavaliers. Penetrating to the hoop. Kicks it back to the top. An open three on the way is long. Nick Debnam with the rebound. And he's battling with Calvin Brett. Calvin goes out of bounds with the ball.
Yep.
That's a couple of good athletes right there. Nick Debnam and Calvin Brett. Number 5 for Cary Academy, number 44 for Durham Academy for the Cavaliers. And that was a hustle play. That long rebound, they were both battling for it. But Nick prevails and the Chargers come up leading 68-58. 3:53 in the game now. Cameron Walton with the ball over to Nick Debnam and to Christian Council, who goes to the hoop, lays it in, and the basket is good and a foul.
Christian went strong to the hoop and drew that foul right there.
Tremendous athletic move by Christian Council with his left hand down the lane, showing that he can take it down either side. He's at the free throw line now. First shot is good. And that completes the three-point play. 71-58 with 3:43 left. The Chargers of Cary Academy leading the Cavaliers of Durham Academy. This pass is coming over the top, trapped at the wing. But the pass over the top for a wide open three, and it's rebounded quickly by Christian Council. Dishes it to Jimmy Roberts, who's streaking down the floor for an easy layup. And we've got a timeout from Durham Academy. Coach Tim McKenna seeing it slipping back a little bit here. Is it 73-58?
Yeah.
3:23 left in the game. And I think he's going to set some more strategy here, maybe to try and beat that press over the top a little bit more the way he was doing earlier.
The momentum swung back to Chargers in the last minute there.
Yeah, the press that they've kept on throughout the game started yielding some more turnovers and runouts in the other direction through that last three-minute sequence there. I do not know if he'll substitute in terms of ball handlers or not. He went with his big team there, it looked like.
Yeah.
Thinking he was good. It looked like it was working pretty well because he was taking the pass over the top of the press defense and getting some easy baskets with the pass going high, and both Jordan Lawson and Harvey McMurray penetrating from the wings as they caught the pass and went on the diagonal to the goal. Either with a number situation or with a two-on-two. Press still in action here.
Yep.
Isaac.
Looks like
Isaac Uhlenberg's in the game.
Coach Jordan's got his defensive team out there right now, pretty much.
That's the ninth team foul. Durham Academy with 6. So both teams in the bonus, basically, but Durham Academy is the team at the line right now.
Yep.
And Tyler O'Neill is shooting the front end. It's no good. And it's rebounded by...
Oh, rebound taken away.
Christian taken away by Brett.
Picked up again, third time.
Brett took it away again. Now it's rebounded again. And a foul over the back by...
Finally.
It's Calvin Brett, I believe, on the foul. I'm not sure.
They're both playing pretty aggressively.
Calvin had three rebounds in that sequence.
Yeah.
And two putbacks and was, unfortunately for him, was not able to convert. A strong rebound by Christian Council and Brett over the back for his fourth foul. With 3:05 left in the game, and the Chargers leading 73-58.
Chargers in the bonus here.
Front end is rattling around and going down. Good shot by Christian Council. Now a substitution, Jordan Lawson in for Calvin Brett. And so we'll see some, we'll save him a little bit. Number 21, David Kern in the game. And he is replacing Tyler O'Neill. Another shot up by Christian Council. Off the back iron and strong. The rebound ripped down by Jordan Lawson. Harvey McMurray with the ball, swinging it to the wing to Kern. Kern takes it in the corner to Dennis Ademeyer, and I believe Ademeyer is fouled as he tries to take it back to the elbow and is going to go to the line for two shots now as Cary Academy has put the Cavaliers in the double bonus with 2:51 left in the game. And I know Coach Jordan does not want the Cavaliers scoring with the clock stop as they miss the first of the two shots. Dennis Ademeyer, second shot up and good.
Second one's good.
74-59. Cary Academy Chargers leading. Nick Debnam up the floor, dishes to the wing to Honoru Dakota, who goes down the baseline. Reverse layup is no good. Rebounded and tied up.
Tied up.
Honoroot has been called for foul, I believe. He tried to tie Kern up on that. But David Kern will now go to the free throw line with two shots since we're in the double bonus. 17 fouls on the Cavaliers, by the way. 2:35 left in the game. 74-59, first shots up and good. 74-60. David Kern with another free throw. He's been pretty solid at the line. Cary Academy has had a really tough time blocking out. Second shot's up, no good, and rebounded very strongly by Christian Council, who passes a low one ahead. I think Coach Jordan is trying to get the Chargers, I was waiting for that. A good timeout here by Coach Jordan. I think he wants the Chargers to realize that the opponent now is the clock and not the Cavaliers.
You need to take advantage of running some time off that clock. It's with 2:33 to go.
74-60. Coach Jordan in the huddle there is very calm and collected, not animated. Cheerleaders are back out here to get the fans pumped up for the last 2:33 of this game. And with that double bonus up there, 2 minutes and 33 seconds can take a while if your defense is reaching in and sending your opponent to the free throw line. I think that's another thing that Coach Jordan is going to try to convey to the team here, in addition to the fact that there was a strong rebound by Christian Council. And he was anxious to run the fast break down the secondary break down the right side of the court. His pass was a low top spin bouncer that Jimmy Jordan couldn't catch up to. With the exception of Christian Council, we got the quick team in for the Chargers now, but he's pretty quick too. So this is a quick team in. Down the baseline, an easy deuce from Durham Academy. A quick inbound from the press is on from the
Good screen there.
Shot Jimmy Joyner down the baseline. His shot is blocked and taken away by David Kern. And Kern passes the ball out to the wing. Another good deflection from Nick Debnam. I'll get that out eventually. Jimmy Joyner's coming out. Stuart Gordon coming in the ball game. With 2:06 left here, and the Chargers leading 74-62. That last shot was pretty easy, Mark, that they gave up. Here's a wing shot, a three on the way. Ooh. No good. Rebounded by...
See if the Chargers can handle the ball a little
the
bit
smallest
now.
Man on the floor, Cameron Walt. Maybe the smallest, but maybe also the quickest. Nick Debnam down the lane, kicks it to the wing to Honorud Kodak. Takes it to the top of the key to Cameron, and he used a little shuffle step there. The official calls him for a walk. Coach is trying to reemphasize what he told him at the timeout. And with 1:43, I know he does not want to see a turnover.
Nope. Got to use that clock when you can.
I'd say at this point he wants no fouls and no easy threes, and there goes the easy three, and it's in.
Oh, yeah, that's a solid three right there.
And that was shot.
Brings it to 9 points.
Who knocked that one? Inbounded to Debnam, to Christian Council. He's up the floor, over the timeline, in control of the ball, and is fouled.
There's the foul.
Reach-in foul on Harvey McMurray. That last three from Durham Academy was attributed to, was that Tyler O'Neill?
I believe so, yeah.
Number 13 from the wing. He went up there on the left wing, spotted up on the arc, and nobody picked him up, and he nailed it. And that's why we're looking at 74-65 with 1:22 left in the game. The first shot up and good by Christian Council. That was the eighth team foul on Durham Academy. So that front end of the 1-1 was critical there, and he made that. And the second free throw is string music, nothing but net.
Yeah.
And that extends the lead back to 76-65. Durham Academy again being pressed, brings the ball to the floor. Tyler O'Neill with it to the wing. McMurray with the ball down the baseline and an easy bucket. And that was Jordan Lawson, not McMurray. We have a foul in the backcourt. That'll be the ninth team foul, so we're still in the 1-1 with 1:04 left. And the Chargers leading 76-67. First meeting in Durham, there were leads of over 20 points for the Chargers. Not so tonight.
Nope.
Still a solid performance. Nick Debnam, front end of the 1-1.
Off
and the
glass.
Bank is open for late banking hours for Nick Debnam. I know he's happy about that.
He'll take it.
77-67, get the lead back to 10. And Nick made sure he didn't leave that one short. Second one's up, bounces as it comes off the back iron and is rebounded and pushed down the floor very quickly by Jordan Lawson. Jordan gives it up, gives it back. Isaac Uhlenberg up with a shot, no good. Tapped out, rebounded by Nick Debnam. Nick behind the back, and he is fouled in the backcourt. And that foul is going to go on Jordan Lawson, number 33. And that is the 10th team foul. So both teams now in the double bonus with 48.9 seconds left. And the Cary Academy Chargers leading 77-67 here on GoldNet Radio.
Yep, blue and gold day here at Cary Academy.
That's a good box out, but this is a double bonus, so that's not a rebound.
First one is off the rim.
And that was the second foul of Jordan Lawson. Second is
one's
up off a long rebound out, trapping in the backcourt. And the Chargers are in a touchy situation here, but let's see what happens.
Oh
no.
He took the foul on Stuart
Gordon is going to give the guy three free throws, and I know his hands went to his head immediately there. He is not happy with that. And David Kern, we'll go to the line. He's been a very solid free throw shooter for the Cavaliers tonight. The first one's up and good.
Yeah.
That makes it 77-68, 37.8 seconds left.
That's a guy going up there for three
by
free throws.
Coach Randy Jordan, and he will want to talk over some cerebral aspects of the game here, I suspect. We said a few minutes ago, usually in this situation, you've had a double-digit lead. You just gave it up on that free throw. But I'm sure he wants no fouls and no easy threes. And that was not the case the last couple of possessions there. Neither was an easy three nor the foul. With fouling. And, of course, most coaches will tell you don't foul the jump shooter, which is what Stuart Gordon just did. Looks like 37.8 seconds left here. I do not know how many timeouts are left for either coach. That's probably Coach Jordan's third. And I can't tell you how many timeouts are left from Durham Academy if we get to that point. But we will see. The key will be the inbounding ball handling circumstance for the Chargers as they hit that stretch earlier where they had some of their bigs in the game and didn't handle the inbound situation very well. Gave up a couple of easy turnovers in the lane.
Yeah, want to avoid that right here.
David Kern at the line for his second free throw. It's up and good.
Good. He's got one more coming.
Solid shooter up there. 77-69 with 37.8 seconds left. The Chargers in the lead. And this is the third. He hits the triple.
Hit all three.
77-70. It's a three-possession game.
Yep.
Ball comes into the corner, and Cameron Walton was trapped in the corner there, but as he split the double team, the foul was called.
Yeah.
With 35 seconds left, and Cameron will go to the line. Usually a pretty good, solid free-throw shooter, but let's hope I don't jinx him.
Nope.
Be two shots. First shot's up, and it's good.
It's one.
That was string music. Nothing but net on that one.
Gonna need all these with 35 seconds left.
Second shot. Up.
Good.
NBN, nothing but nylon. 79-70, and is Rick Barry, former NBA great and broadcaster, used to say, the hay is in the barn. All you have to do now is close the door. Three on the way is long. Follow shot is put back and in, and there is a timeout left on the Cavalier bench because they've just called it as the
23 seconds.
The shot was missed but not rebounded. Again, the Chargers not blocking out well and allowing a follow shot there. Was that Harvey McMurray with that follow shot?
I believe it was.
79-72 with 23 seconds left.
Plenty of time.
Still a three-possession game. Cary Academy in possession of the ball, and obviously with that timeout, Coach McKenna wants to set up the press and do his best to force a turnover and a quick basket. Both teams in the double bonus. I imagine there's probably one timeout left on each bench at this point. We'll see Stuart Gordon inbound the ball here. Gets it in nicely to Christian Council, number 53.
Stuart 20.8 on the clock right now.
Stuart taking advantage of the ability to move on the baseline that time after the made basket to position himself to find the open man, as the press was very effective. 20.8 seconds left. Christian hits the first free throw. Despite the outburst from the crowd behind us. 80-72.
It's got a high Academy.
Second is also good.
Yeah, very good.
So it's 81-72, 20.8 seconds left, and the ball comes in. There's token pressure at midcourt this time by the Chargers. Isaac Uhlenberg up the top of the key for a three.
Oh, rebound.
Jordan Lawson. Jordan off the back iron. The ball is rebounded by.
Great job by Jordan.
Number 23, Cameron Walton with that rebound, the shortest man on the floor. And an over-the-back fall call is...
Cameron was in the right place at the right time right there.
He's on David Kern. That's his third foul. 81-72. First shot's up and good by Cameron. And now Honorud Kota, senior guard, will come out. Dennis Gugger in for him. Cameron with the second shot. More string music. 82-72. 10-point lead. 7 seconds left. And
counting down.
We're counting it down. Three on the way and short. As Harvey McMurray ends it with a short three. It's rebounded by none other than Christian Council. A very solid game from Christian. Pretty solid performance all across the board for Cary Academy.
Yeah.
Players now slapping hands and a show of good sportsmanship as they run the line each way. And your final score here is 82-72. The Cary Academy Chargers over the Durham Academy Cavaliers.
Good game.
It was a pretty solid performance up and down the floor all night. I think Coach McKenna is probably going to be pleased with the progress his team is making. As he told us before the game, he's got two home games before the tournament. That's a good way to get prepared. Cary Academy, on the other hand, must go on the road next week. And they'll have to play one out-of-conference game that'll take them to Forsyth Country Day, and then I think they'll close the season out away at Ravenscroft, whom they host this Friday. So critical games left for both of these teams, and especially for the Chargers, who are now 4-0 in the conference.
Very good. Well, thanks for listening to Charger Basketball, and we'll talk to you next time.
For Mark Easley, this is Ralph Gordon wishing you all a good evening.